The Mentor Moment is a bi-weekly podcast designed specifically for Tennessee Achieves mentors. Hosted by Tennessee Achieves Director of Mentors, Tyler Ford, each episode will feature tips, best practices, and program updates meant to enhance your mentoring experience. Without further ado, we'll kick it off with Tyler having a conversation about working with your students in 2024. As always, let us know if you have any questions and connect with us on social media at TN Achieves on all social media platforms.
Out of the way, I want to jump right into our Summer Bridge program. This is a program that in 2023 had an 89% success rate. So time and time again, this is a program that proves to be so impactful and so valuable for students. And as a mentor, it's one of the best things you can encourage your students to participate in. We're joined today by Jessica Macy from our team, who heads up this piece of the program and heads up Summer Bridge. And I'm excited to have her join us to share a little bit about Summer Bridge. Jess, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, thank you, Tyler. Thank you for having me this morning. My name is Jessica Macy, as Tyler shared. I'm the Senior Director of Communication and High School Partnerships. So I am someone on the team who does all of the bridge logistics and kind of oversees the program. Every year is one of my favorite things to talk about and to organize. So I'm really excited to be here today and share a little bit more about this program with you all.
We are lucky to have Jess on this webinar because she truly is kind of the subject matter expert and knows everything there is about the bridge program, which is going to be really helpful for you all as mentors. So Jess, I guess my first question is a pretty basic one. Tell us, what is Summer Bridge?
That's a good place to start.
It is.
So the Summer Bridge program, we've been hosting since 2012 each year, you know, maybe a couple changes here and there, but overall it's looked the exact same. It has been a free program to students. And it is designed to help students, incoming college freshmen, begin college more prepared, both academically and socially. So throughout this program, students are able to be on a college campus. This summer, programs will be hosted at 15 college campuses, community college campuses across Tennessee. They get the feel for what college is going to be like and also an opportunity to test into college level courses. So I know we'll jump into kind of what all of this means here in a moment, but it is a free 14-day program on its most basic level that really does help prepare students to be a first-time college student.
Yeah, and I think you touched on something really important there. The program's designed to help them academically and socially. So in the same way we want these students to start college prepared, ready to hit the ground running in the classroom, we want them to hit the ground running on campus too, and kind of have that sense of community, which is a big piece of the Summer Bridge program. Can you tell us a little bit about who is the target student for this program? You know, if a mentor is looking to refer a student to the program, who are we trying to get in the door of a Summer Bridge?
Yeah, absolutely. So our target student for the program is going to be, of course, a Tennessee Promise eligible student. And each year, any Tennessee Promise eligible student can participate in the program. However, it is more geared towards students who are going to be attending a Tennessee Promise eligible institution, specifically a community college. And we also, the target student would be a student who is not testing at a college level based on their ACT score. So, not to get too in the weeds, but typically that looks like below an 18 in English on the ACT and below a 19 in reading and math. That means typically a student is going to be required to take what we call a co-requisite course, which is just not a college level course. So this program gives them the opportunity to take review in reading, English, and math, and then hopefully test out at the end. That is why that is going to be our target student for this program.
Yeah, I think that's right. And can you talk a little bit about if, you know, we have a student who maybe wants to participate in the program, but maybe is a little more academically prepared, could they still participate?
Yeah, so like I said, any Tennessee Promise eligible student can participate, but I will say this year We are keeping an eye on our participant numbers. So we may, in some cases, if we have a lot of interest, have to give priority to students who do need a co-requisite course and therefore aren't college level and who plan to attend a community college. But in previous years, we haven't had to kind of give priority. All students have been able to participate.
And I think that's an important takeaway for mentors, because mentors, you don't have their ACT scores, and we don't expect you to ask for them and get into those weeds. So I think it is safe to pass along this program to any student. We're passing it along to all students, so you don't need to feel like you need to, go through the effort of figuring out who would be a good fit, who wouldn't. Share this with your student. And if you have a student who reaches out and says, I'm nervous about college, I'm not sure what to do, tell them to apply for Bridge. In those cases where we do have to, work off maybe a list of students who do meet some of those qualifications, we'll manage that. But on the mentor end, share with this with your students, encourage them to participate, because we've both seen time and time again, students who walk into this program who need the academic support, students who need the social support, it can make a really positive impact. So, my biggest addition there is, as a mentor, don't feel like you need to get in the weeds on GPA, ACT, any of that. Share Bridge with your students, because it can have a positive impact. I want to ask you, Jess, a little bit about what does a day look like for a student participating in Bridge? How long does it last? What are they doing each day?
Yeah, absolutely. So an average day for a Summer Bridge program student, I will say, I think I mentioned earlier, this is a 14-day program. So this summer, that is going to be June 3rd through June 26th, Monday through Thursday. And that does exclude Juneteenth. There will be no class if you're counting up the days there. But an average day is going to be showing up to campus by 9 a.m. And then going to two classes, either reading, English, or math. And then there is a lunch and learn session there for about a 50-minute period. During these lunch and learn sessions, we will, and I think we'll touch on them here in just a moment, another really important part of the program. We provide students with lunch, free lunch, and we have different activities and or speakers that we organize on important topics that can help prepare students to be a successful college student. And then they end their day with their final class. So they are done with the program at 1 p.m. each day. So 9 to 1, you get free lunch. We provide students with all the supplies they need to participate in this program as well. Really, all a student has to do is register and find a way to get to campus each and every day. So all of the classes are 1 hour with that lunch period for the duration of the program.
I've got another question in this space, but I want to add a little bit to what you said. One of my favorite things, I've helped to run or run Bridge programs for 6 years now, is, we've got the kids on campus 9 to 1 each day. And you see, part of the power of this program, I think, is seeing students grow over just 3 weeks on campus. I think you'll agree with this, Jess, one of the biggest challenges we have on the first couple of days is getting them there on time, getting them there at 9 a.m., getting them in their classroom, getting them ready for English or math, whatever that class is. And part of what we do with this program is help to build those good habits. They know 9 really does mean 9. And in college, you got to be there on time. You see over these 3 weeks, that day in the life become a little more set. See them begin to take it a little bit more seriously. And I think that's one of the kind of side benefits of Summer Bridge. It's building those good habits early.
Yeah, I think to add on to that, like we mentioned, these programs take place on college campuses. These classes are also taught by college professors. Mm-hmm. So not only are they getting to be on campus, many students that participate in these programs do plan to attend the college that they are participating. That's not required, but many of them do. So in these cases, they are on the college mm-hmm. campus that they will be going to in the fall. And then they are in these classes taught by college professors. And our instruction to these professors is to treat it like it is their college class. Yeah. So they're getting exposure to the campus, the different resources, the different faculty on campus, and a little bit of a feel of, this might be what a college class is to me. And hopefully at the end, they feel, this isn't as bad or as scary as maybe I thought it was going in. Not all students feel that way, but we definitely hear that often at the end, like, oh, this makes me feel a lot better about going to college. So that's a good point.
Yeah, it softens that adjustment, right? I think going from senior year right into freshman year of college, it's a shift, right? You're top of the world senior year, and then again, pretty quickly, you're bottom of the totem pole. this softens that transition for students and teaches them, you know, what a college campus is going to be like. One more question in kind of the day in the life space. Do students stay with the same group all day? Do they go English, reading, math, same group, or do they switch around?
Yeah, great question. So we try to cohort these students and keep them with the same group. So students will move through the day with the same schedule. Obviously, it depends the amount of groups on how many participants we have. But if I am in English with you, then I would be also in math and reading with you each day. And then all students do come together during that lunch and learn session. So students will move through their schedule, yes, as a cohort. And we think that is really important as well. We have tried it other ways in the past where students can kind of just like come and go for what they do need and they don't need, because it is a requirement that students must be there for the full duration of the day, even if they're college level in a subject. We think that cohorting is so important, and we saw when we haven't done it that way, the success was not near as great. So yes, that's a great point, Tyler. They do move through it together, and we do see that helps build their confidence as well.
Yeah, I mean, you see it again every year. Students come in not knowing anybody, not having that community on day one, and just 3 weeks later, there's really close bonds in the program. I mean, that's part of why, too, we get the question a lot of, well, I've got a student who only needs English. Can they only take the English class? Students take all three classes, no matter what, because it enhances their scores, it enhances their success rate, and it builds that community amongst the Bridge participants. My next question, Jess, you touched on it a little bit, but you know, we keep the students for lunch. We offer that free lunch. Why do we do that, and why do we incorporate in, like, activities, speakers? Why is that an important piece of the program?
Yeah, absolutely. So as we mentioned before, this program is to make students more confident both academically and socially. So a big part of, I think, the social part, while it does have a play on academics as well, is this lunch and learn session. So we have a captive audience during this time. We have a group of students who have raised their hand to they've chose to be in this program. So we want to utilize that time that we have in front of students. So during this lunch and learn session, we, as Tyler mentioned, will organize different activities and or speakers. So when we think of different speakers, this is typically going to be staff from the college covering different things like financial aid. That can be confusing and intimidating. Maybe what it's like to register for classes, what their college portal looks like, different ways to get involved on campus. That also looks like having people from the community come and talk about different workforce opportunities in that community, networking. So there are a lot of different things that we like to touch on that we think make a more well-rounded student. And then they also have these contacts. I will see after lunch and learn, oftentimes the speaker will give their contact information, and you'll see the students just so excited about what they had to share. And sometimes these relationships can kind of build beyond that. In terms of activities, it may be things that are related to academics, but it may just be something to get students up and interacting with their fellow classmates. So this can also help with that confidence piece. They're getting to know other people that are also in the same program as them. And we find this time really beneficial. We also like to spend this time to make sure that students are in a good place to begin college in the fall. So oftentimes that may be connecting students with someone at the college where they have a missing requirement, but we really try to make sure we wrap our arms all the way around these students during this program. So that way, when they leave this program, hopefully college level, they are all set. And the next thing they have to do is step on campus in the fall.
Yeah, you actually stole my next question. and I think that is an important point. We've got the students on campus. Most of the students are going to be going to the college that they're participating in Bridge on. So to Jess's point, we try to use this time not only to, you know, improve their scores, build that community, but also complete steps necessary to start college in the fall. So if that means applying. If that means registering for classes. We are really lucky to have great partners on campus to help facilitate this program. And we're in communication with them from day one saying, here's our students, let us know where they stand. And we're going to help to make sure that they leave here, essentially a student ready to start in August.
Yeah.
Because truthfully, getting them to that point you know, is part of how this program is successful. It's we need to make sure that they're not just doing bridge, but they're actually walking in the door come August and starting college classes. So it's a great point. My next question is a pretty straightforward one. How does a student apply? When do they have to apply by?
Yeah, so a student registers for the Summer Bridge Program at tnachieves.org. And it is a very simple registration process. We have a form that basically they put their personal, so their name, their date of birth, which program they want to participate in. And that is about all we ask from them. So there is really no hoops they have to jump through in order to participate in one of these programs. We simply think we do ask them for their ACT scores, but it's nothing that is a barrier in that sense. This is just for us to get a sense. So very simple. And the deadline is May 10th. So they still have 1 month, I guess, to register from for the program. But I think sometimes the application word can be a little scary for students. So what we want them to know is it's super easy to participate. We really just need you to indicate that you're interested on this very simple form. Let us know where you want to show up. And it's really that simple. It'll take no more than about 3 minutes to complete.
Yeah, we use the word registration or application. That's probably making it sound a little more intense than it is. It is a couple of questions on a form. They fill it out and they are good to go. We'll take care of all the follow-up, communicate well. Jess and her great team is going to take care of that. But we'll make sure they're on board and they have what they need to start in the fall. Excuse me, start in the summer. I want to ask before we wrap up and take any questions, we've both done Bridge for many years now. What's one of your favorite stories or favorite takeaways from this program?
I think we've kind of hit on it a little bit. I of course have so many stories over the years of running Bridge. It really is one of my favorite times, but I think something that you hit on earlier, really just seeing students as they show up on the first day and then how much their confidence grows. You can tell by their body language on how they're walking in each day. You can tell just how much more confident they are, even having small talk with me in the morning as I'm checking them in or during the lunch and learn session. That transition from the first day to the last day, you really can tell. And it's just really such an awesome thing to see because like Tyler said, the program last year specifically had an 89% success rate, which means 89% of students either improved their scores or tested into the college level courses that they needed. But my favorite thing to share is that 97% of students said that they feel more confident for college. So what that means is that students that didn't improve and didn't test into their college level courses also are seeing value in this program, which I think is just such an amazing thing. And like I said, my favorite thing to share to see, I think about how I felt going into college and I really wish I would have had a program like this to get me more comfortable before I step foot on campus in the fall.
I mean, I think that's such a huge takeaway because in the same way that you know, we look at that hard data of 89% of students are actually improving their scores or testing out. That's huge. But just as importantly, I think, is the survey data from students that shows that 97% of them feel more prepared for college. That's not nothing, you know, and we're taking these students and the colleges are helping to set them up for success so that they truly do hit the ground running in the fall, which is a big, you know, measure of success for a program like this. And why it's so important that as a mentor, we help to get the word out. You share this with students so that those students who are a little bit nervous, who are a little bit uncertain, have this in their back pocket and can take these 3 weeks over the summer to get college ready and to build that college going confidence. Because, you know, when I think of my favorite Bridge memories, it's very similar to Jess. You know, you see students oftentimes come in on day one, come in on day two, and you can see sometimes they are not thrilled to be taking 3 weeks out of their summer to be participating in this program. And, you know, I understand that, right? It's 3 weeks, you know, it's asking a lot of the students in some cases. But what's really rewarding is I can remember a student at last year's program who came in and said, my parents signed me up, you know, and I it's 3 weeks, whatever. But by the end, they said, this was a really cool program. I got to know some people. I feel more prepared. And I remember him saying, this has been a really cool experience. And that coming from a 17 or 18 year old felt like a pretty big compliment. And so it's that sort of growth, it's that sort of progress that I think speaks highly of the program. It speaks highly of its impact. And it's why, as a mentor, we encourage you to get the word out, because it truly can have a lasting impact on a student's college success. Just before we wrap up, before we take any final questions, anything more you want to say about Bridge?
I think just as you had mentioned earlier, we really are striving to increase the number of participants each year in this program. We really hit a record high before COVID, and we're really trying to get back up there. So we really want help in sharing the value of this program, not only everything that we've shared today, but what we can also say is that students participate in a summer bridge program are more likely to retain in college and to graduate. So it's not just that summer, that for those 3 weeks or those 14 mm-hmm. days that they are seeing a benefit. What we see is that this is a lasting benefit that they can take advantage of by just taking those 3 weeks and dedicating them to this program. So definitely help us share this out. Share it with any of your Tennessee Promise eligible students. It can benefit any student.
Yeah, it really can. We've only had one recurring question, I guess, which is, I guess, a good thing. can you repeat one more time the dates of the program and outline what the commitment each week looks like?
Yes. So the dates of the program, all program locations will be in June this year. So June 3rd through June 26th, no class on June 19th. Each week, this looks like Monday through Thursday, so no Fridays whatsoever. And each day, it'll be 9 to 1 p.m. So a pretty low time commitment. That is 14 program days and then a few hours each day that students have to commit to this program.
And still plenty of time to enjoy a summer afternoon.
I always try to remind students while they're there. So, there's still plenty of time.
Got that going for them. But as always, if you've got any follow-up questions, reach out to me at tyler@tnachieves.org, and we'll be happy to get those answered and make sure that you're on the right track to supporting and serving students. Jess, thanks again for joining us today. Really appreciate it. And we hope everyone on the webinar enjoys the rest of their Wednesday and the rest of their week. Thank you all.
Thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode of The Mentor Moment. And as always, feel free to reach out to us via email at mentors@tnachieves.org or follow us on social media on all of our handles @tnachieves. We look forward to seeing you guys soon. Thank you for serving as a volunteer.